It's me, Olivia Peck, and I'm doing another book review today. I'm so excited about this book, and it's called Turn Around, Barai Ties. I actually have the copy of the book with me right here, but it's not mine. I borrowed it from a student. It's by Rob Sheffield, and the whole title is Turn Around, Barai Ties, but the subtitle here is The Rituals of Love and Karaoke. If you know me, you know I love karaoke so much. So this was a really, really great read for me. Borrowed by one of my students who recommended it. A couple of my students are very into karaoke. They're karaoke machines, they're karaoke apps, and I'm a big proponent of it. I think karaoke already is very therapeutic, personally. So that is really what this book is about. People who love classic rock would love this book. He is a writer for Rolling Stone. So he has a lot of nerdy stuff, nerdy knowledge that he goes into in the book about different classic rock musicians. And this was really light, quite the page turner. You find out at the beginning of the book that Rob, the author, it is nonfiction. It's told from his perspective. He lost his wife. He's a widower. I think I'm saying that right. And he slips into this depression. He moves away from where he was living, and I think it was North Carolina, and he moves to New York City, and he sort of embarks on a new life. And when karaoke come into the picture and when he meets this girl who he really likes, everything changes for him and his depression transforms. He looks at it as a second chance at life. You know, he had found this wonderful woman who then died, his partner, and he had to sort of start all over again. He said he was much better at being a husband than a boyfriend, so the dating thing was really hard for him. And so that's his perspective. The interesting thing about this book too is that Rob, the author, claims he's not a musician at all. He claims he doesn't have a good voice, and everybody does karaoke to be stars for a night, even though he feels like he's really not musically talented at all. Even though he writes for Rolling Stone, there are many, many instances where he gives examples in the book of where he's just going for it. He's singing or he's playing tambourine and he doesn't know what the heck he's doing, but he's doing it because he just loves it. He talks about how music belongs to everyone, even more than sometimes the musicians who wrote the songs. A quote I really like is talking about Journey and how they were replacing the lead singer. And that may have been a big deal, but he said, "Does anyone care who is officially singing Don't Stop Believin' or Living on a Prayer? The singer can't own them. The whole point of them is that they're our songs." He goes into the history of karaoke, and I realized it hasn't been around that long. You can tell this book is older. I actually expect, based on the way he writes and the content, that it was an older, even older book, but it's from 2013. I was very surprised. It seems more dated than that, and I don't really know why. I'm sorry, that's not a very clear thing to say, but it just seems older to me. He's super Irish, so if you're Irish, you would probably like this book. I'm making a huge sweeping statement, but he does talk a lot about like Irish Catholic families, and I'm pretty familiar with Irish Catholic families. A lot of what he said really rang true and was heartwarming. I mean, they were very Irish. He went to Ireland and to visit family and everything. This book is really funny. Like, he's a very funny writer, and he also, as much as funny as he is, he's also very heartfelt. He was in New York City when the Twin Towers were attacked, and so he talks about that experience, which it is just unexpected for a light read, but he talks about going to karaoke after something like that, and it really adds a layer of a bigger picture, and it was about karaoke. He talks a lot about relationships and specifically marriage versus dating, and that comes from his experience having to get back out there. And as someone who really likes to commit, Rob really likes to commit, he talks about that. He talks about really what that means. And so one quote that I really like is he says, "There are always excuses to give up. There are always reasons to draw the line, but we can draw the line some other time." And he's got this very mindful view of marriage and long-term monogamy and stuff that really is refreshing. And he connects it all to like Rod Stewart and these musicians who just keep going, these rock musicians who at one point, you know, you might think they look silly, but they just don't care, and they keep reinventing themselves, and they just keep going. He talks about Neil Diamond, and it really opened me up to things and musicians and music and their lives. And he talks about like life lessons through rock musicians, and he just loves them so much. And so it's just fun to read. Quote I really like from page 227 is, "Karaoke makes you engage with your emotions on a more extravagant level. And when that spills into your everyday life, it brings out sequins in your soul." It made me really miss karaoke, but during a pandemic, we haven't been able to really do that. And it made me think about karaoke in terms of a therapy for people. And I'll just leave it with this quote from page 231, which is, "Sometimes you can only confess the truth about yourself when you're pretending to be someone else." It is very funny, it's very light, and it's about 269 pages, I think. Yep, he's a columnist for Rolling Stone, and yeah, I just really, really recommend the book. And, you know, yeah, I will say there are probably some outdated off-color things in here. Like, he makes fun of an accent or something. Anyway, that's my take on the book. And if you want to talk, if you read it and you want to talk about it, I read it. So I'd love to talk about it with you. Thank you and have a good day.